Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News team. I'm Melissa Heckers with the latest news from the island.
And first up, the search for the body of a six-year-old child reportedly thrown into the sea from a boat carrying irregular migrants to Cyprus was called off on Monday lunchtime. The child reportedly died while undergoing a dangerous journey to Cyprus from the shores of Syria, at which point his father threw his body into the sea, police said on Monday. The search for three migrants on the same boat who had reportedly abandoned the distressed vessel to seek help was also called off at the same time. On February 29, the radars of the coastal and maritime police detected a boat 58 nautical miles off Larnaca with a total of 36 irregular immigrants on board, police spokesman Christos Andreou said. Officers intercepted the vessel, which was sailing in bad weather conditions, and through enormous effort managed to collect the migrants and bring them to safety on land. He added that during their registration process, a family had been identified with four children according to their paperwork. However, only three children had disembarked. Asked where the fourth child was, the father told the police that 2 days before the boat was found, his six-year-old son had died from starvation and rough conditions, and he had thrown his child's body into the sea. Meanwhile, the significant role of the United Nations peacekeeping force in Cyprus, UNFISIP, in efforts to restore peace, stability and international legality in Cyprus, was hailed by President Nikos Christodoulidis. Commenting on the significance of Resolution 186, approved in 1964, and which on Monday marked the 60th anniversary since the establishment of the force, Christodoulidis stressed its goal of maintaining international peace and security. 60 years later, on this significant milestone, I pay tribute to the 187 peacekeepers who lost their lives while performing their duty, he said. Elsewhere, organized crime has grown to a worrying scale, and all elements of society must come together to contain it, speakers said at a workshop. The remarks came at a one-day seminar organized by the Bar Association and the Department of Law of the University of Cyprus. Speaking on behalf of the Justice Minister, Police Lieutenant Konstantinos Konstantinidis said that the last few years have witnessed a surge in serious crime, culminating in attacks against law enforcement officials and officers of the court. This fact, he noted, combined with the manner and timing of some of the heinous crimes committed recently, has of course alarmed us all, which is why the police immediately took additional precautionary but also enforcement measures. Some of these measures have been made public, but others cannot be disclosed so as to ensure the police's operational capability. On his part, Deputy Attorney General Savas Angelidis noted that organized crime in Cyprus no longer has any inhibitions and operates with frightening ease and audacity. In other news, Dr. Pavlos Antoniou was handed a four-month prison sentence by Nicosia District Court after he was found guilty of assaulting a patient. Antoniou is a gastroenterologist and showed no remorse for his actions, the judge said. Rather, he was more concerned over the impact to his career and never apologized to the victim for his actions, the judge determined. He was found guilty of four counts of indecent assault, which took place on August 28, 2020. Each charge carries a four-month prison term. However, the sentence will run concurrently. As such, he will serve 4 months behind bars. A patient of his, who was 23 at the time, reported him for kissing her four times as she was waking up from anesthesia after a colonoscopy. It was clear after the first kiss that she did not want this, but he did it again and again and again, the judge said. He took advantage of her vulnerable state and showed no respect. He was persistent to satisfy his appetite. This is not the first time Antoniou was reported of and found guilty of similar offences. He has been struck off from YESI. The Cyprus Medical Association's disciplinary board has yet to decide on his right to practice privately. And finally, the European Commission will support Cyprus's initiative to implement a maritime humanitarian corridor, its President Ursula von der Leyen said on Monday. Her post on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, came after a call she had with President Nikos Christodoulidis, which she described as excellent. The EU Commission will support the implementation of Cyprus's Maritime Corridor initiative. We applaud your leadership, she added.
And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow, and as always, for more information, news and analysis, visit cyprus-mail.com.